It ended just like that. In mid-sentence. Even if it hadn't, this was a whole new wrinkle in the case. Carmen D'Abruzzi wasn't dead, and they had the death threat note. That was something positive, right? Jean Galetta squeezed her eyes shut, trying to process the new information quickly and correctly. Maybe Mary Smith drafted her messages ahead of time and then finalized them post-homicide. But why leave this one here? Would she do it on purpose? Was this even her at all? Might not be. Jesus Christ, the questions never ended on this one. So where the hell were the answers? How about just one answer for starters? She thought about Alex Cross. Something he'd said in that book of his. Keep asking until you find the keystone, the one question at the heart of it all. Then you can start working your way back out again. That's when you start finding answers. The one question. The keystone. What the hell was it? Well, 6 hours later, it was still a mystery for Galetta. Just after dark, she finally let the last of the morning's customers go home. 5 people had given 5 different eyewitness accounts about who was sitting at the computer in question. The rest of them had no clue. No one Detective Galetta spoke to struck her as remotely suspicious, but all 26 would require follow-up. The paperwork alone was more than she wanted to think about, now or ever. To no one's surprise, Mary Smith's credit card turned out to be hot. It belonged to an 80-year-old woman in Sherman Oaks who didn't even realize it was gone, a Mrs. Debbie Green.